This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril urges media persons to disseminate truthful information to strengthen democracy. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government adopts policy of accepting science and technology education as backbone of development. Nepali Congress President Sheth Bahadur Dewa stresses making provincial structures more transparent and accountable, and floods and mudslides killed more than 200 people in Myanmar. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril has appreciated the role played by the community radios in the country in establishing the Federal Democratic Republic, human rights, good governance, the rule of law and social transformation. Addressing a program organized at the office of the president in Sital Nivas today to extend best wishes to the newly elected office holders of the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal, the head of the state urged the media persons to disseminate truthful information to strengthen democracy. President Pauril added that the role of the community radios was praiseworthy during adverse situations like the earthquake and COVID-19. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government has a policy of accepting the science and technology education as a career progress. In a message today on the occasion of the 12th National Science Day, Prime Minister Oli mentioned that the government has a long-term policy to form a high-level commission to prepare draft for restructuring organizations working in the area of science and technology. The head of the government claimed that the government has allocated budget for different programs like innovation, fund and startup to promote research and entrepreneurship. Indra Jatra, the festival of rain and good harvest, has been observed today with fanfare. The 8-day festival is dedicated to Lord Indra, the god of rain. Various ceremonies and processions take place during the festival, and it concludes with a series of ceremonies including Lakhinats, a cultural dance. Today was the main celebration day of Indra Jatra, which began after performing cultural rituals on Sunday in line with the lunar calendar. The festival is mainly marked in Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Dolakha and some other districts. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pauril today visited Hanuman Toka at Basantapur Darbar Square in Kathmandu to attend the cultural and historic festival of Indra Jatra. On the occasion of the festival, President Pauril raised the Gaddi Vaithak of Hanuman Toka from Juddha Salik on foot and graced the Indra Jatra. The chariot of Goris, Vaibhav and Kumari started after the president raised there at Gaddi Vaithak and made offerings to the goddesses. Nepali Congress President Sheth Bahadur Dewa has stressed on making the provincial structures more transparent and accountable. Speaking in a symposium organized by the Law Department of the party at its central office in Lalitpur today, Nepali Congress President Dewa said the reforms should be made in the existing provincial structures as they could not be removed now. The Nepali Congress President also added that the principle of inclusiveness is significant to bring all communities under the mainstream governance system. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari says the ministry will gradually increase investment to develop agro-technology, infrastructures and human resources. Speaking at a program organized in Kathmandu today, Agriculture Minister Adhikari stressed the need for increasing agro-production and productivity to reduce import to the country. The Agriculture Minister further said he was committed to resolving problems surfaced in the agro-sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। डेप्युटी स्पिकर इन्दिरा राणा टुडे लेफ्ट काठमाडौँ रसा टु अटेन्ड द 4th Eurasian Women's Forum scheduled at St. Petersburg of Russia starting from the 18th of September. Deputy Speaker Rana would address the two-day event organized by the Russian Federation, an inter-parliamentary assembly of the member nations of the Commonwealth of Independent States, on the 19th of September. Deputy Speaker Rana is scheduled to return home on the 21st of September. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The number of people in Myanmar who have died in the wake of Typhoon Yagi rose to more than 220, with nearly 80 others still missing. The BBC cited the military government as saying the typhoon triggered severe floods and mudslides in Myanmar, leaving at least 226 dead as whole villages were wrecked. The storm swept through northern Vietnam, Laos, Thailand and Myanmar in early September and has killed more than 500 people across the region so far. With hundreds of thousands of acres of crops destroyed, the UN also warned that more than 500,000 people in the war-torn country are in urgent need of food as well as drinking water, shelter and clothes. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has resigned from his post days after getting bail in a corruption case. Leader Kejriwal spent 5 months in jail in connection with a now-scrapped alcohol sales policy. He has denied the allegations against him. Mr. Kejriwal had said he will take up the post only if people re-elect his Aam Aadmi Party in the upcoming assembly elections. The party announced on Tuesday that Kejriwal's colleague and senior Delhi minister Atishi will replace him as the leader of the government. Leader Kejriwal had announced his intention to resign over the weekend, saying he would sit on the chief minister's chair only if the people of Delhi give him a certificate of honesty. Head of the World Health Organization, WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says starvation in war-stricken country Sudan is almost everywhere. The BBC cited the WHO chief as saying the situation in Sudan is very alarming and the massive displacement from the country is now the largest in the world. After visiting Sudan, WHO chief Ghebreyesus stated that 12 million people were already displaced in the country, rather, adding that attention in the global community to Sudan was really low and race was a factor. Thousands of people have been killed since a civil war broke out in April 2023 between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Now there's over the forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and at a few places of Lumini Province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil urges media persons to disseminate truthful information to strengthen democracy. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government adopts policy of accepting science and technology education as backbone of development. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deva stresses making provincial structures more transparent and accountable, and floods and mudslides kill more than 200 people in Myanmar. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.